The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, following the housing order for all poultry, which came into effect yesterday amid bird flu risk, I'm joined now by Nigel Renehan, Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman of the IFA Farms. Nigel, you're very welcome to the programme. I know you own and run a poultry farm yourself with your wife in County Monaghan, and you, of course, have been affected by this. Just describe what the housing order looks like and what biosecurity measures, I suppose, you and all of those who work on the farm have to take because of this order.
Yeah, well, first thing I'm going to point is that the regional chairman of IFA now is Frank Brady, and he's coming to the end of his term, actually. So it's Frank's the regional chairman. I'm a former regional chairman. But look, going back to the poultry and where it is in relation to us, the lockdown is in, we have an outbreak in my own local area here, Clontibret. And look, we are within a 3 kilometre the red area, let's just call it the high risk area. And we were meant to be getting chicks tomorrow, but having consultation with Manor Farm and the Department of Agriculture, a decision was taken not to stock us tomorrow because the fact that it is high risk. And look, I suppose in the greater scheme of things, you want to protect the industry. And maybe a bit, look, as much as I hate to say it, but you don't want to be jeopardising the industry. And look, if I have to lay out for a couple of weeks or whatever it is, so be it, because the industry's bigger than one or two farmers.
But being within that 3 kilometre zone, is your farm now in complete lockdown? And what does that look like?
Well, complete lockdown, we run by high biosecurity measures on our farm anyway. No visitors are let into our farm. But we also, on the farm here, where our gates are at the main entrance, there's a pressure washer sitting there. And what happens is, if you had to get a delivery, let's say, of meal or a delivery of gas, what actually happens is the lorry would pull up, you would open up the gate, let it into a segregated area. And then we have a special solution that we spray on the lorry, the tyres, in around the wheel arches. And then we sit for a couple of minutes, or 30 seconds to a minute, and then we just wipe that off with water. And then we have a separate applicator that will put on a chemical. It's actually berkinesis, for viruses and that. So we'll spray, disinfect and spray the wheels and the vehicle. And also we'd ask the driver to hop out, and he would be, his footwear would be disinfected equally the same when he hops out, and then when he's leaving the premises, we get him disinfect his feet as well. Just
okay, so a huge amount of work, and I would imagine a huge amount of extra stress, but there's a big cost implication for this, is there, Nigel?
Look, there is a big cost implications in relation to us. Like if you consider ourselves that was ready for birds tomorrow, at the minute, this last 3 days we've been using gas because the temperature inside the house per day, we'll check, has to be 35, 36 degrees Celsius, and you want a floor temperature of around 31, 32 minimum. So to achieve that, you need to heat it on for 2 or 3 days, you know, minimum before that. So it's been costing us €1,000 a day just in gas alone, just to get the houses up to temperature. And then when the boards are cancelled today, look, I spoke with my fields manager there today, and she advised that we turn the heating off and there won't be boards coming. Hopefully, it should be coming in a week or 10 days' time from this. But look, I suppose at this point, you have to see the bigger picture and you have to protect our farm. It'd be nothing worse than when you are in close proximity to a breakdown of avian influenza, that if you did take chicks onto the farm and you got a breakdown, you know, that would be a lot worse.
Now, on our farm
as well, like, you know, there's wider implications. Like, there's myself and Bernice, we're down that income for that extra 2 or 3 weeks in terms of, plus the fact that we've had to heat the houses. And look, in terms of, we also do social farming here, where we take people with intellectual and mental disabilities onto the farm.
All right, and you have to cancel all of that. Sorry to cut across you, Nigel. I'm just really conscious of time here, but we will get to the issue of compensation for all of those farms that have been affected by this on the programme over the next couple of days. We'll leave that there for now.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.